That's
we are back! We are getting Doug back!
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other. We're the best three friends that anybody could have. I mean, the three best friends that anybody could have. The friends, the three best friends.
All right, all right, all right. We are back!
We are back.
This is episode, are we calling it 12 this time?
11.5.
11. So we'll just keep 11 going. 12 crew. All right, so this will be officially
episode 12,
even though we screwed it up a couple weeks ago, and then we came with our apology episode last week. But we're here now. It's myself, Shorter in person. Handsome Shrek was over here slurping down some
Shinbo
noodles.
It's freezing really, in here, so.
Really, really professional right there, Shrek. We have new girl Jess, who is freezing. She bought in a blanket. I myself am wearing a vest. I probably should have went with the full sweater situation. And then we're going to introduce you to Jazzy Pickle, who was a part of the previous episode 12.
That never recorded. The 40, lost tapes.
42 minutes worth of silence. It's probably the best thing ever. It's like Prince's vault of music there. It'll come out.
Greatest 45 minutes of my life.
It was so great. So great.
And no one will know.
No one will ever hear it. Damn it. But we're back now. And even better. Quote unquote, better.
Better?
Yeah.
Why better?
Better than before, as if that was possible. The competition, you find them at a hospital. Visiting time, I think, is on. Never mind.
It must be something from like the 60s or something.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Son
of a
bitch.
Are you an old
bitch.
Soul?
I am. Well, it's
like
not
the
from the 60s. It's from the 80s.
80s.
Mm-hmm. 80s, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's from the 80s.
Birthday is tomorrow. So I'll be,
Man.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So are we going to drop the age or no?
Is now, he's sure. Shorter sure. In person, older in real life.
Oh, you like that? Everyone like that? It's fantastic, right? Yeah, I'll be 44. I never have an issue talking about age because a lot of people that I know did not have an opportunity to reach these ages. So each one, I embrace them, I love them, I hold on to them, and I'm probably going to get shit-faced tomorrow. So that's always the best. We're going to start the day with donuts.
Happening. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you getting them from
we're going to another place.
Okay.
We're going to the place that he opens at 6 or something like that.
Carlson.
Yeah. And once he sells out, so.
So this is our sponsor plug for Carlson's.
Yeah.
Carlson's
Delicious Donuts.
Yeah.
If they
would like to sponsor. Well, shit, I guess speaking of that, I actually did just make the podcast available to be sponsored. It was easy as clicking off and on. So I clicked it on.
I'd like to sponsor you. No.
Okay, no, thanks. We don't want that.
Okay.
So we did that today. Last week, we also did another thing where we have an Instagram page now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Second Take Disputed, at Second Take Disputed is the Instagram page. Go ahead and follow that shit.
Boom.
Also have an email,
mm-hmm.
Second Take D. I ain't even going to spell it. Just figure it out. At gmail.com.
Is that D-E-E?
Just the letter D.
Just the letter D.
Just the letter D.
Just figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try a couple, see what you get responses with.
Well, we'll post that on the Instagram page, so you can see it on the Instagram page once you follow that, and then it'll all come home. So you email us with some topics and some things you want to talk about. And I think on the Instagram what we'll do is we'll all put our Bitmojis on there with a short bio and introduction of who we are.
What's a Bitmoji?
Oh my gosh, nuh-uh.
He's just bullshit. Look at it. Look at his face. Look at his little shitty grin face.
It's like his twin.
I'm going to do it. Watch me.
I hope your Bitmoji is shorter than Bitmoji.
It's going to be really microscopic.
All right, I got to make mine very green.
Very. Absolutely.
Interesting.
But I don't know, because Jazzy Pickle, the pickle's also green, so are we going to have some
trouble? I think you're a little more like a lighter green. Like a
more shades of green.
I don't know.
Well, it depends. Is it a Vlasic or a Paulson?
Oh,
oh
shit.
Go deep.
We're getting in there now.
Always a Vlasic, because they're the best.
What gherkin are we talking about here?
We're talking Pickle Rick pickles.
Yeah, we'll take sponsorships from Vlasic as well. If anyone wants to sponsor us, we're all in down for
will
whatever.
Take sponsors from
yes,
too.
Anyone. We will do it all.
Oh, man.
Well, what's new with everyone?
Nothing's really new. Not for me.
I don't know. We're living it up right now. We're having like the wedding year in a month.
What does that mean?
So we're, everybody has all their weddings spread out through the year. Mm-hmm. They just piled them all into June on us.
Oh, shit.
This weekend is our last one. It's my sister-in-law's up in Delaware at her in-law's Thousand Acre Farm. That's the name of the place.
It's called Thousand Acres.
Thousand Acres.
It's not. It's only like 75, I believe, from what her husband told me. It's all a lie.
It's all a lie.
But it's exciting. We've already been to a few others earlier this month. We're out to Chicago. We were over in Howard County. You know, living it up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
How about that?
How about you, handsome?
Yeah, what you got going on?
What you talking about?
Talk to us. Tell us what's going on. Everyone wants to know.
No major changes.
No major changes.
Nothing happened last weekend.
I don't know what you're talking about. The future Mr. and Mrs. Handsome Shrek.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool.
And yes, I can perform that wedding as well if you need me to do it.
Well, you
just
know
let
what?
Me know.
Shorter in Person is going into the binder for potential people to
and do the binder. Yes! I made the binder!
Yeah. That's awesome.
We'll have to get a stool, though.
Wait a minute. You! Oh, no, it's always one, damn it! So that's exciting. That's good stuff.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Thank you.
So you're just in the beginning stages of it all. So we just had the initial, hey, will you? And the yeah type of thing. So you haven't set any dates or given any thoughts about it. I'm also available to give people away. If you need me to give you away, I can give you away.
You can give me away?
We will flip the script on all this.
Oh, man. Man, it's going to be like Lord Farquaad walking me down the aisle.
Damn right. I will wear that uniform. Yes. Now we're talking.
Man.
Oh, that's great. So how about you other than your birthday? What's going on with you? It's summer. I know you have stuff going on.
I got to drive a Tesla the other day. Or, I'm sorry, I rode in a Tesla. I didn't actually drive a damn thing because I probably would have killed everyone.
So who drove it?
The salesman
dude.
Yes.
Are we purchasing a Tesla?
Well,
we're pretending to.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know how you want to look at this.
Yeah, you're not going to die, so.
I just bought a car 3 months ago. And the funny thing is, I live right near the Tesla dealership, drive past there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Never once did it even cross my mind to, hey, go in and check it out.
Yeah.
Wish I had, because had I done that, I would have purchased a Tesla. It is that freaking phenomenal.
Really?
We're also available for Tesla sponsorships.
If anybody's listening.
Yeah, we'll take the car as the sponsorship. We don't even need money. Just saying.
Put our logos on the sides.
There it is.
Yeah.
Look at that. We'll do it. We'll take care of you. Anything you need.
I mean, if you want to sponsor us just one tire at a time, I mean, I hear all the I hear all the technologies in the tires. All we need is four sponsors.
It's all right there. Everything goes straight to the tires. There's no engine. There's no gas. There's no moving parts. It's the weirdest, craziest, most awesome thing.
So I hear it has.
Ever.
I hear it has a trunk in the front.
It's called the frunk. Actually, yes.
So if you get into a fender bender, which I heard rumblings that there was potentially something to happen to the new beauty that you bought.
Yes.
But if you hit something in mm-hmm. your Tesla,
mm-hmm.
are you, does that mean you frunked up your frunk?
Oh, brum brum. Handsome Shrek, everyone, he's here all day. Tip your waitress. Yeah. Yeah, but it is quite nice. I will be having what they call an experience with it coming up in August. And I will be, they're going to give me a Tesla to borrow.
No,
from 5 p.m. Saturday, and I have to bring it back by 11 a.m. on that following Monday.
What happens if said Tesla disappears in that time period?
I can't call it. I don't know. If I disappear with said Tesla, is that what you're asking?
Hey, I have my friend Doc in there. We hit 88 miles an hour. Whoosh. I don't know where that thing went.
The future. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But I am really looking forward to it. 0 to 60 in 2.4 seconds, and
you're gonna test it.
Yeah.
Oh, duh.
I'm gonna drive it straight from 5 p.m. Saturday to 11 a.m. Monday. I'm going to test that battery out, see how long it lasts.
Why does it smell like McDonald's in here?
That's how I roll, baby. That's how I roll.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that is about it for new stuff with me.
Yeah.
What's going on in the world, I guess, is...
So I have two things I'm interested about.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. All right.
Uh-oh. One, can women compliment men without them thinking that you're hitting on them?
Okay. I say yes.
Because I compliment a lot of men. Like, we came in here and this is what made me think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Handsome Shrek has on a red shirt. And it's a good color for him. And so I tend to... But I compliment women also.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, there's no, like...
difference.
It's just
right.
Being kind to someone and pointing out that they look nice or that something compliments them. So, but I found that there are some times that men take it, not necessarily from me, but just in general, that men take it as like
so into me,
like,
dude,
or like hitting on
uh-huh.
them. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think that for me, I feel like it's totally possible to be complimented and not think that someone's trying to get in my pants, although, I mean, if they were, I wouldn't blame them. I mean, let's be honest here. But, yeah, I think that's totally possible, especially I do a lot of the videos and a lot of selfies. I know it's so shameful on the interwebs and get compliments, and rarely do I think someone is looking for anything more than just giving a compliment.
Be nice.
Yeah. Yes. What about you, Shrek?
The compliment Dante all the time. That's a nice shake you just made right there.
Damn
it's,
right.
Sometimes it's really confusing during these podcasts.
Well, so can you guys compliment a woman and not feel like she'll think you're creepy or if you want to flip it around? Because obviously guys would be okay with guys complimenting each other. Well,
but I think that's
generally.
Funny. I think that's all... person to person. Like, I think there's probably a group of people in here that were raised comfortably, that where maybe your family member said, hey, you look really nice today.
Yes.
You're just getting ready for church or just going out, like your aunt, your uncle, your whoever just said it, you never felt weird about it.
Right.
But there's people I know and a clear group of people out there that if you were to say something to them or they were to say something to you, they have a clear goal in mind.
A motive.
And you don't know until it's already like,
you're like, why'd I open my mouth?
Why did I look at you today?
So you have seen it too then. You've seen it, that it's a thing. It's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think for most of the social world, it's like anything else. It's kind of like if you watch the media, you know, everybody is a crazy political person, this side or this
mm-hmm.
side. But really, it's only like 10 people, and they just keep talking to them, and the rest of us just go with our lives. They're like, so you just walk by somebody on the street, like, nice hat. And they're like, hey, thanks. And
you just keep,
and
right,
keep moving, yeah.
And then there's the 10th person you hit, and they're like, yes, it is. And I was actually walking this way.
Where are you going?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great topic because, you know, again, kind of like you were just saying with, you know, social media and things like that, when you get, sometimes it can be taken the wrong way because you can't see emphasis or tone or intent with a lot of the written word.
Also cannot tell a joke, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's what I love about social media is you can put on there total sarcasm
yeah.
and get 1,000 comments about, you know, you're just a terrible person, yet you're reading them just laughing, being like, I'm a funny person.
Yeah, I had that situation with the...
Oh my god! I think I know what post you're talking about.
With the keto crotch post.
Yeah.
That kind of.
Very, very jokingly sarcastic comment post that blew up into
yeah.
a 200 comment response.
Yeah.
How dare you? Somehow, like, I think it even got into speaking religion at
one person. Took it the wrong way, and just snowballed into...
That's the real internet phishing. It's not looking for passwords. It's trying to find that one person. That
yes.
Just get your rant to rumble on. Job well done.
Kudos. You broke Facebook today. Yes. So what's your other...
Okay, maps.
Okay.
Like Google
Maps.
We have
Waze, we've got Google Maps,
mm-hmm.
we've got MapQuest if you're going back a little bit further.
Yes, the good old days.
Well, no, the good old days is, all right, if you want to find my house, there's this weird looking tree that has a split slightly to the left. If you see that, you got to make a right, and then once you hit the tracks, there's a dirt road you got to make a left down. It's like, no, what kind of... Got to backtrack and go back. Okay, I found that tree. Let's restart from here and find our way.
With your man marks?
Yes, which is how I drive. But, especially through Catonsville. But, could you read a map?
Yes.
If someone brought you a map, could you read
a
map?
Map?
Yes, a
yes.
paper. I know.
Oh.
I figured you could. You've worked on the railroad, so you've had to...
We also navigated our way across the U.S. with the map.
Well, there you go.
Did we get lost a few times because we were reading the wrong scale to a blob?
Yes.
than others, but for the most part, we got where we were going.
Was that a trip to or from California?
That was to move my oldest brother to Oregon.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
When he lived there.
That was hysterical because I just got my learners. And, you know, with your learner's permit, you're only allowed to drive in the state that you have a learner's. So, in a cross-country road trip, I had, like, the first 45 minutes. I was like, oh, you're done.
There it is. Game, set, match. All right, guys,
so
I'll be in the back.
When we get back in the state, I'll drive in the back.
So, handsome.
I would say, as long as I hold it up like that, north's always up, right?
North is always up.
It's rule number one. North is always up. So, yeah, no matter where you're going, you're always going north. It's the right way.
Oh, my God. So that's a big fat no
yeah,
for
right
him.
I'm kidding.
But it is. It's funny. Nobody, there's probably the entire youth today will look at a map and not be able to orient themselves north.
Well, that's not necessarily true because they have lots of maps in the video games. So they can
right.
they can use the video games
see,
and they can certainly navigate
right
through that.
Yeah, but they don't know which way they're facing is what I'm saying.
What do you mean they don't know which way they're facing?
I'm talking in real life, if you pop open a map, you're pulled over on the side of the road, and you pull that thing up, what are they looking up at the sign? You know what I mean?
They'll put it down in the lower right-hand corner of the screen.
It's like, I don't see where my indicator, which way am I pointing right now? Which way am I pointing?
But
there's somewhat of a chance with
yes.
video games. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I don't play
yeah, so
a
there
lot,
is,
obviously.
There is somewhat of a chance, but in reality, probably not. You know, we don't have, or I don't know if they still make them or not, the big... the big maps. United when I first started, in the business, we had those big maps, and we had to go out on site visits and use it that way. And of course, I was in the military, so that was never an issue or anything like that. One thing that I was just thinking about as we were talking about kids and stuff like that, there's also maps for at amusement parks and...
Yes, but can they read them?
Yes.
Do the kids, because when they go to amusement parks, do they actually read them, or do they just wander around aimlessly till they find what they need?
Of course they do.
Because they don't really care anyway. They're not, like a purpose.
Yeah.
They're just going to ride rides, and they get to the ones they get to.
But it's possible.
And let's say, and I can read a map, terrible with directions. I get lost everywhere all the time. But yes, I think my child can read a map because when we took her to the DC Zoo, I swear I passed the elephant 6 times. And that was not on my accord.
So she likes elephants, you're saying?
Yeah, she likes
elephants. Big fan. Aww. Big, big fan.
She's got one watches over at night and she tucks it in when she gets up in the morning. She wakes up and she puts on her pillow and then puts a blanket over and goes, shh.
Yeah,
and then at night, I take it out from there, and I sit next to her, and I say, all right, he's all rested and ready to watch you, and she'll stare at him, and she'll go, and then roll over and go to sleep.
Oh, yay.
Nice.
Aww.
Nice.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I love
that
it.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
But I mean, well, speaking of that, though, the real problem is, if we don't have a phone and people don't have the maps, I feel like people today are afraid to ask for directions and don't know how to. Like, who do you go to and ask directions? You know?
Well, you couldn't ask another kid, obviously, because they wouldn't know either.
Yeah.
I mean, we learned how to read maps in school, but they don't do that anymore.
Right,
so
who do you go to at that point? It's like, hey, can I borrow your phone? No, you can't borrow my phone and look at my map on my phone if your phone's dead.
Apocalypse.
Yeah. They just sit there and start crying.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I just wanted to go to my mom's.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. It's funny that you said they don't teach that in school anymore. They don't teach a lot of things like cursive writing and.
I know my kids neither one, and my mom all of the birthday cards she writes in cursive, and my kids I have to tell them what it, I have to read it to them and tell them what it
says
because neither one of them. My mom forgets every time, and so Katie's gotten better. A lot of times I don't have to with her. She figures it out,
mm-hmm.
but and I'm sure my mom does it with all of the other. Grandchildren as well. It's just a habit, and I love her handwriting, so I think it's cool. But
yeah
they can't read the cursive
because
they don't know. Which could bring to another topic.
Yeah,
of,
let's go.
Do you think they should teach finance and credit card and like, do we really need trigonometry if you're not an engineer or a doctor or a? I mean, are there math classes they could take away and actually teach? Some sort of fundamental, like, finance something so that when kids graduate and they're 18 and can go get credit cards, they know the risks and student loans and...
Yes, 100%.
I think that there are math classes that are very relevant.
Yes.
It's not even just, I mean, subjects in general. Like, they delve so far into, like, some English subjects that... You really wanted to be an English major. Did I really need to read all these stuff? Like, that you could cut into a lot of them and just teach the necessary basics and say, if you have a high interest in this, we offer these other classes.
Right.
But here, because of that, we've opened up a whole section of, we've taught you the basics of your English, your math, your history, you know, you understand your civics and everything like that, but now we have time also to teach you how to live your life and, manage it, right?
Yeah.
Which... I mean, you look at it, it's not just, it's funny, the only time you really see that come up is, I want to say the biggest thing is professional sports. All the old players always come back and give a sermon on, oh my God, take care of your money, get a good agent, take care of yourself, you know, do these things.
Right.
But everybody in the world's living that same way, just at a different monetary value.
Yep.
You know, their credit card's just bigger is all it really is, but...
100%.
So, speaking of wasted classes, and let's speak of this English class stuff.
As he speaks it so well.
Oh, thank you. Talk about the biggest bullcrap in terms of classes. So talking in general for some of these classes.
The biggest bullcrap.
Biggest bullcrap is, all right, here's this essay written by this author, 1800. Read it and give me a full report on your interpretation and what it means and how it's applicable today. You can write a full, your interpretation.
Wrong.
Your interpretation is wrong, it's not my interpretation, you failed this report. It's like, what are you talking about? It's my interpretation.
So I get that part of it, but as an engineer, having to read specs and decipher which pieces of the spec you need in, or if you need to reword things, in your field, English is kind of necessary.
I'm saying more in terms of the way it's created.
Yes.
And trying to, like, the free creative thinking.
Yeah, and there's no right and wrong to it, so how can some people fail that?
I get that for sure.
Do you ever go and read, like, song lyrics online and then read people's comments about what they think the song
oh my god.
And arguments these people get into?
Huge arguments.
You moron. You're really saying this. It's spelled out for you.
Obviously, in his first song ever, 10 years ago, he prefaced this. And this is a callback to that point.
Yeah. I mean, there is a strong disconnect between art and the technology sector, as far as one is very specific and one, you know, is very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And not that you don't have creativity in the tech field, it's just you follow these rules to get yourself to those creative things.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just free spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, just look at it. It's who determines what's creative and what's not? You look at Stan Lee.
All right, Pooh. Clearly your English teacher.
Well, what I'm saying is, look at Spider-Man, one of the most iconic comic book characters. Everyone that Stan Lee worked for said Spider-Man was a horrible idea, it'll never happen, everything was going under for Marvel. And so they're like, fine, sure, go ahead. And they issued it and let him have a cover with it, and the issue of Spider-Man. And then it became a huge success, and like, we told you Spider-Man was going to be great!
This is announcers. This is announcers in life. This is all sports announcers. Do that exact thing.
Yeah.
We knew he wasn't going to be able to do it. He's coming in. He hasn't been whatever, and he hasn't blah, blah, blah. And then he turns around and hits a home run. They're like, we knew he was going to pull it out. You knew he was due for it. I would love to watch sporting events with no hearing.
Yes. It happens.
No sound. I don't want to hear any of
the
announcers. They drive me crazy.
I do love good color commentating. Like, where you
nobody was
like
John Madden.
Like, even the guy that's playing the game didn't know that fact about himself.
Yeah.
The guy says it, and you're like, really? How did you get that?
Yeah.
Yes,
I love it.
The Chris Collinsworth effect.
He's one of the worst.
Yes,
yeah,
terrible.
I struggle with him.
So bad.
Back when I played, I was one of the best.
Yeah, he's got that. He's just got that shitty smirk every time the camera goes in. Because I'm fucking great, you know. Put a couple touchdowns, you know. That was awesome.
No, Tony Roman was about one of the only ones I can tolerate. Believe it or not, and I couldn't stand him for years.
Madden was as good as they came. Yeah. You want to win the game, you just got to score more points than the other team.
Boom.
You
want to
block this guy,
best.
You just got to get in front of him like this.
And then you go boom. And then you go boom. And then you go boom.
And then touchdown.
And there it is. See?
Every play is a win.
Every play was brilliant. And it was just one thing shy of just pure genius. But any way you look at it, John Madden said either had the offense as the genius of that play or the defense the genius. And Brett Favre is the greatest
football
player of
Brett
all time.
Brett Favre.
Favre.
Classic stuff, man.
Oh, man.
All right, I guess we'll end that there. How's that sound? Everybody got quiet. What do you mean, end it? It's the fucking best thing ever. Our fans are on the edge of their seats.
Yeah, I was waiting for the donuts. Carson?
Donuts will be in tomorrow morning.
Take the donuts.
Tomorrow morning, so.
Mm.
Be here.
Or be here. Square.
That's right.
I'm going to be square.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're on your way out of here.
Yep.
Lame.
New York City.
Lame.
New York, man. Pain in the arse.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're out of here. Say goodnight, Shrek.
Goodnight, Shrek.
Say goodnight, New Girl.
Night.
Say goodnight, Jazzy Pickle. I was about to call you Handsome Pickle. That's actually pretty funny.
Handsome Pickle. Pickle comes and Jazzy Shrug.
That's right. We're all over the place.
Yes, that Pickle, Sweet Pickle, Citizen, Sizzle.
Gherkin over there.
Good night, everyone.